This show is sponsored by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. Support this podcast and get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus when you go to HuluPlus.com/Joey. That's HuluPlus.com/Joey. And by DollarShaveClub.com. Get high-quality razors sent to your door each and every month for a fraction of what you pay at retail. Now, go to DollarShaveClub.com/church. That's DollarShaveClub.com/church. Or just go to JoeyDiaz.net and click on the Dollar Shave Club banner.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It's that motherfucking time for you to get up, wash your fucking asshole, and get out there and stab somebody. Oh, yeah, baby, baby. What?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine.
Are you fucking kidding me or what? The pilgrims couldn't even hang out with us. Fuck those motherfuckers with that belt buckle on their hat. What? Way back when I had the red and black. Are you fucking kidding me? The church of what's happening now. Lee Syatt, Joey Diaz, the flavor. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Are you fucking... fucking brilliance coming at you with Biggie Smalls on a Monday morning. What? You listen to this shit, you bow down. Motherfucker was a kid dropping this shit. It's all good. And if you don't know, these motherfuckers better know. What's going on, Lisa? Yeah? The church of what's fucking happening now, Monday morning, November 25th.
I appreciate you keeping it a little bit down, because for people who don't know, after the Wednesday podcast, I got a call from my landlord saying, some people are saying it like 6 in the morning, you're making a lot of noise.
Fuck him, we're burning this building down. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, I live alone, I don't know what you're talking about.
Fucker down, you understand? We got to motivate the fucking masses. It's Thanksgiving week, people at home. What the fuck? Who gives a shit? Grab a turkey, some mashed potatoes, some stovetop stuffing. It's just about sitting with your fucking people you love and saying, thank God I got you cocksuckers. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Thank God you're still in my life because I don't owe you money. You bad motherfuckers. What's going on?
I was thinking about that the other day.
What were you thinking?
Because my mom is very nice and said, send me a list of what you want for the holidays. And it took me, I was sitting down for a while and I realized something. I don't really need anything. Like I sent her a couple things because she's going to get me something regardless. But like I was remembering where I was a couple years ago, and I really needed stuff, and yeah, I mean I could use some extra money right now. But like I was sitting down, I was like, I don't really need, like what kind of gifts do I really need? So like made me feel really good yesterday. I was like, wow,
last of the real Jews. You always need cash.
I could always
even
use
if you
cash.
Had 10 million zillion banks, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
And somebody came up and said, "Can I you take a dollar?" You always take that dollar because you're a badass Jew. You look at me, go, I'm starving. You wear fucked up shoes, and you know what I'm saying? You got some fucking seeds hanging off your teeth.
Oh Jesus!
Fucking beautiful weekend. I had a great weekend. St. Louis was fucking amazing. We did the whole rock club. Me and Ari Shafir. First show sold out. Second show, you know, whatever, 100 people. But let me tell you something. I had a great fucking time. St. Louis is a great city. In and out, you get out of that fucking airport. It's like Bob Hope. There's no fucking drama in that airport. Okay. It's international. One minute you could be in fucking St. Louis, you know, hanging out with fucking the St. Louis lunatics, and the next minute you're in fucking Bulgaria smoking reefer with some fucking black dude talking about kickboxing, whatever the fuck you talk about. You know what I'm saying? So it's pretty interesting shit. The food, I had some barbecue wings. I had some barbecue brisket. Tremendous. It's amazing the different barbecues all of. Fat man alert. Fat man alert. Because you're on a diet now because the holidays are coming. This is where fat people go on fucking diets right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is when I do my best fucking, because I know it could slip at any fucking time.
Right after Thanksgiving started.
Right during Thanksgiving. Motherfucking cakes and cookies. This wedding I went to yesterday had fucking Italian cakes and fucking cookies. I went to a wedding. I had a fucking nice weekend with my family, man.
Wow, because you never go to weddings.
Yeah, St. Louis was, listen, man, you know, what's the church about? The church is about making somebody's fucking day. That's all this is about. I don't give a fuck. It's about making somebody's day. It's not about smoking weed. That's the benefits of the church of what's happening now. But your main cause is to get up, wash your fucking balls, and go out there like you own the fucking room and you don't give a fuck. And number two is making somebody's day in the process. letting somebody know, you know what, you had a bad fucking week. I only got $10, but 12 of it is yours. And they'll look at you and go, what the fuck just happened? Making somebody's day. So I woke up yesterday and I did something I would never fucking do. I went to my wife's church.
Oh, why didn't you go to that?
Because she's whatever the fuck she is. You know, they play with snakes and tambourine and they throw people up in the air. I don't fucking know. I don't know. No, it's a Christian church. And I let her go with the baby all the time. They have a daycare there and it's downstairs. And my friend Derek from Tainted Vision, Tainted Vision, who used to sponsor Beauty and the Beast years ago. I'm still friends with him. His son goes there and he was telling me it's a Christian fucking daycare, but the program is so good there's Jew kids in there.
Really?
People drive their kids an hour to get them in that program. That they fucking work them. They're safe. They got I mean, everything. So it's like a 2-year wait to get on there. But one of the easiest ways, just in case if we're still here, is to go to the church. So my wife's been going to church with the baby, and she puts it downstairs. So yesterday morning I got up. You and I had edited Saturday night. You know, I wasn't going to go to the Y. You know, every once in a while you have to represent as a family. You can't send fucking Tom. You know, in The Godfather, they sent Tom. You can't do that all the time.
Yeah.
Every once in a while you got to represent your own fucking family. So I got up. I put a fucking suit on. And I went to church. And I sat there for 20 minutes and I wanted to stab myself in the eyeball. But I looked at my baby. I looked at the wife. And my wife had a big smile on her face. And they do it pretty cool because after a half hour, you go downstairs and you, the kids go out of the church and they take them to a daycare, like a Bible study, and they break them up into different rooms. So the 2-year-olds are with the 2-year-olds and under,
okay.
3 to 5. So I went in the room. My wife went, I stayed in the room with the kids and, you know, the parents and moms and the teachers. And let me tell you something. I had a fucking blast in that. It was like I was home. You understand me? Because I'm a fucking kid.
I don't
give a fuck. I never digested childhood because I'm like Michael Jackson. They took it from me. You know what I'm saying? They had me working in a bar and hustling fucking bingo games at the church.
Where you play with the toys and stuff. And
oh, my God. I put together a train track, the whole thing. But there was this little kid in there, half Japanese. His name was James, the cutest little motherfucker you ever seen. And he was trying to draw, and some kid kept pushing his tractor on top of his drawing. And I kept looking at James, taking the truck and pushing it back and saying, I don't want to play with the fucking truck, cocksucker. And this went on for like 3 or 4 minutes. Finally, I go, James, relax. You know, because James was going to bit slap the other kid. I go, James, relax. I go, eat some Cheerios. So I got some Cheerios. I gave them some Cheerios. I gave the kid some Cheerios. There's this little black kid with a half afro. I gave him some fucking Cheerios. And they all looked at me like, what the fuck, guy? So he had a centipede, you know, one of those fake centipedes with a lot of fucking things. I picked it up and I put it in my face and I went, ah, right? And then fucking James lost it. Little Japanese kid, snap. He started putting it on his face and going, ah. So now me and him are going, ah. So it was these tambourines. We picked them up and we put a fucking band together. Me, little James, and my daughter, right? We fucking put an all-star band. And then I started hitting my head with the tambourine. They went nuts. They went fucking nuts, the kids. They all started taking the tambourines and hitting themselves in the head and dancing. My wife came in. She's like, I fucking knew it. I knew you were going to turn this place upside down. And the girl's like, it was nice having a man in here for once. I had a great time with the fucking kids. I'm a big fucking dummy. You know, that's my world. I was high as fuck, too.
I'm sure.
I had 2 Chibo choosing me, those green ones.
You had 2 of them?
2 of them on fire. At 10 in the morning. I got up early Sunday morning. We were out Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
I got to explain myself one of my things yesterday before we even moved this room. All right, so Saturday night, I had a long day with the wife. I did this, I did that, I wrote. And everybody went to bed, and it's fucking 8:30. I got my dick in my hand. Sunday Anarchy was coming on like a repeat, and there was something on it. And I called Lee, and Lee was going to meet me about 9:30, whatever, and I called a friend, Eddie Bra, when I met him at a diner, and I talked to him for like 45 minutes. And then Lee called me, goes, I'm home. So I came over, and we edited the CD. You know, the CD will be out in December, motherfuckers. And next thing you know, I go, I had an edible. Lee had an edible in his desk. Half of the fucking Chibo Chew that we ate last week.
The Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet. Uh-huh. So I ate the majority of it. Lee ate a little piece of it. Don't lie.
I ate the full. I ate half of what you ate.
Stop it. So we're sitting here and he's complaining the whole time. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck it, Lee. Let's slow the process. Let's go get a couple fucking tacos. So we take each other's cars and we drive down there and I get there first and I pull up with the fucking. And I wish I was trying to be funny, people. This isn't even a funny fucking story. It's kind of sad. And I know some people are going to get offended or they listen to the podcast. But you know what? It's not about offending nobody. It's about just talking about this is what I talk about all the time. You know, that 30 years ago, 50 fucking years ago, I was a fucking real spank. Cubans were the immigrants, you know, and people looked down on you, and it depended how you acted, how they responded to you. And there's two ways to fucking act. There's a way to act humble, so people don't think you're a fucking rude fuck and you represent your race like that. I didn't say much at that age. You know, I was always very insecure. But I get out of the fucking car. I pull up 12 feet from the taco guy. There's a little spot there that's red.
Yeah.
You could pull up there because there's a parking. There's no park. There's a driveway. If you don't see it, it's really clear. You could park there.
Yeah.
But I park in the middle, so nobody parks behind me and in front of me. And I open the fucking door, and they just get... They're not even cooking the hot dogs. They're not even cooking yet.
They had just opened?
They had just opened. They were making one hot dog. And there's these three kids in front of them. Again, I don't know if they were Arabian. I don't know if they were Persian. I don't know if they were Israeli. They could have been a fucking thousand things. But as I got out of the car outside, not even inside in the room, outside, I could smell the onion coming from these three motherfuckers, the downwind. It wasn't fresh fried onion with the seasonings. It was the onions of funk that come from a person. And as I got closer, the wind was blowing them towards me. I could smell the cologne that they tried to put over this fucking armpit that was just horrible. And this is where it gets worse. It wasn't one of them that stunk. They stunk in fucking stereo. All three of them stunk. And one of them was eating a hot dog, and they're looking, and I could smell them. And as I walked up, I mean, they were so offensive in their odors. They were so offensive with the fucking cologne they had on. But I turned to the Mexican guy and I go, these fucking guys are kicking. Que peta tienen esta gente, compadre? What a fucking stink they have. And he looked at me, he goes, tell me about it. And that guy's the nicest guy in the world, him and his wife.
Yeah.
They're walking in security. They're two fucking Mexicans just trying to make it. They're probably illegal. They go up there every Friday and Saturday. He was telling me during the week they go to Cinerama City,
okay.
Panorama City, and they have a route. That's how they make a fucking living. This guy's the sweetest guy in the world. He looked at me, his eyes were red, like bloodshot, the cook, like, these motherfuckers stink so bad. And it wasn't bad that that was offensive. That's fucking offensive, okay? Not when somebody talked, not Katy Perry. Did you see that? They're saying Katy Perry's performance last night was offensive. I didn't watch it. I just get up early and I look to see what the news is.
I didn't even know she performed last night.
Fucking hysterical. I'm whiffing these motherfuckers. And I mean, they're fucking, whatever the language they're from, they're talking it. And they're talking it loud. And they're getting stinkier and stinkier by the minute because they're starting to fumigate, all three of them. Finally, they go into the club and you could still smell them. That's how bad these motherfuckers were. They were going into Skinny's.
Okay.
I guess how long were we there? Maybe 20 minutes. And then we sat in the car and talked for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And we left. As I'm pulling up to my house, the Agostino goes, where'd you go? Because I was thinking about this. There's no way somebody that's drunk is going to look at one of those three motherfuckers and go, guys, you three motherfuckers stench.
I asked you what you would have done if you were like 20 years old.
20 years ago, I think two drinks, I would have had to go up to one of my buddies and go, dog, you guys are fucking embarrassing, whatever fucking race you represent. Get the fuck out of here. You're not going to pick up no girls thinking like that. There's no way a woman would get in that car unless she's from that fucking nationality and she's used to that fucking stink. I don't know how the fuck you'd want to fuck that. But listen, guys, if your armpits stink, don't put cologne over it. It makes it stink worse. Either pick one or the fucking other. This ain't something to offend nobody. This is a public service announcement. Because that was the most offensive fucking smell I have ever smelled in all my fucking life, Lisa. Yeah.
And you said, and you just to finish the story, you said D'Agostino said they got in a fight.
They got in a fist fight after we left. In the middle of the street, they were out there. People were ripping their shirts off, which means you got to go home and boil your fucking hands. If you touch those people, you got to go home and boil your fucking hands with Lysol and fucking dead blood. Fucking disgusting. I don't understand what the fucking, how you could leave your house stinking like that, dog. Whatever. It's holiday week. Hopefully they all sit together and kill the turkey with that fucking stench. Where's the reefer, Lee? Where's fucking I want to be around? You're sitting there. The thing is fucking flat today. We got to lighten this motherfucker up, Lee Syatt. That's it. I'm taking a little piece of the edible. You're not going to join me?
I'll have to pick up my dad. I'll do it again Wednesday.
Wednesday? You see what I'm saying, people?
Well, fucking, I don't...
You see what I'm saying? He thinks that by avoiding it... So what? You got to keep doing it to break the fucking... To lift your spirits. You can't keep doing it and then you get... I was hungover for 3 days because you don't eat enough. You're living in California. People eating this shit every fucking day. People are going to offer you. It's 2014. You're about to walk into the void.
You're the only person that's ever offered me.
Are you fucking kidding me? Where we're going next? When we start touring the podcast, what do you think? People are going to come to you with cookies?
Oh.
They're going to offer you grenades every night. We're going 3 nights. What do you think? You're not going to eat them?
No.
You got to eat this shit every fucking day.
Trust me.
You got to drive on the 405. Obama's coming to fucking town. Stop crying. Come over here.
You've seen me eat them on the road. I don't fucking say anything.
Look at that. Okay, I eat 3 quarters of it.
I can't, dude. I gotta go pick up my dad.
Oh, unbelievable. You see what I gotta
pull? I'll eat Wednesday with him. We'll have my dad on the
church
podcast.
Church people
are starting
to get pissed off. You know, fine. They're saying already, what the fuck? You don't know what
you're
doing?
And I'm the only one you care for some reason.
Everybody eats them. The other night we went to St. Louis. I brought like 10 of them.
Yeah.
And I gave my buddy 4 of them. And later on, he called me and says, you know, my wife ate both of those Chibo chips.
Oh, Jesus, poor old
even me and
is
Ari
she,
were
is
like,
she still alive?
Yeah, she was fine, Lee. Unless you eat them, Lee, you're not going to get over them. You're not going to get over them. You got to eat them every day to build your tolerance. And then eventually, nobody's going to fuck with you no more. These things aren't going to be like nothing. They're going to be like nothing. But if you eat them 4 or 5 days apart, that's why they're going to fuck you up every time.
I don't know, man. I like the smoking.
You eat a piece, you get on a 405, you go pick up your dad, you'll be happy as fuck, dog.
I don't do shit. Like I said, I miss my fucking street. I've lived here for a year, driving back from the fucking Taco Man, which is like a 5-minute drive. I missed my street, ended up at the grocery store buying trash bags.
But you did, you lived. You survived another
but
day.
But it's not a fun experience. Why, like... It's
you didn't
different
put Pink
people.
Floyd. You didn't call me and go, you know what, I'm home.
No.
I'm going to put some Pink Floyd on that song we listened to in the car that day.
It gives me a panic. Like the good music, I don't know how you do it. It gets my heart pumping, and start getting panicky.
That's why you do it. To take you to a different dimension.
Why do you want to be panicky?
Because you don't want to be panicked. You want to go into a different dimension. Once you pass the panic, you've reached that fucking level. That's the fucking curtain. What do you think, they're going to let you go to the other side without fighting you a little bit? That's the thing. You sit there. You put the earphones on. You turn the lights off. You put on that Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon when the heart's beating. And you try to match your heart with the fucking heart on the fucking album. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I think it amplifies what you already are. And like I can be a nervous person. So I put on like a stand-up comedy thing and it was pretty bad. But
this is why I tell you that if you're a certain person, you gotta get out of that person. Trust me, I was a certain person too. I'm more scared than you are. You know, it's hysterical that, again, not to fuck with you, I get up this morning, I see all this shit. I thought the Iran deal, the no nukes. Okay, so you read a chapter here, a chapter there. And then you see something about Miley Cyrus. Who, let's get it out of the way. I love Miley Cyrus.
Why?
I watched the show. When the show was on,
okay.
I would watch the show. If I'm in a hotel room or something, I'd watch the show. I'm not a fucking retard. You know, and I'm watching this show, and I'm looking at this girl, and then they're talking about her today, her performance last night. I put the fucking performance on this morning, and I tell you what, it drove me to fucking tears. And I'll tell you why it drove me to tears. The same reason why I'm having Cassius Morris call in this morning. How old is Cassius?
14, I think?
13, maybe 4 fucking teen. There's a picture on his Facebook of him with his sister and his dad and his mom would kiss. Okay? And he's got his face painted.
Yeah.
And at that time, a chick could come, fucking the hottest chick in the world could suck his dick. And it wouldn't have mean more to him. Cassius Morris is 14 years old, and he's doing what we're doing at fucking, what I'm doing at 50. How embarrassed am I? How fucking embarrassed am I? You know, I see all these people that fail with their podcast, so they call me up and they go, hey, man, I don't know what to do. I'm doing wrong. Look at Cassius Morris. He's posting shit every day.
Yeah.
And maybe he didn't come up with it. He's not a salesman. He's a fucking kid. But when you're a kid, you shouldn't have fear. Because you're a kid.
Oh, that's when you're the most fearful.
I didn't have fucking...
You did?
I had a ton of fear when I was a kid. I put on this Miley Cyrus performance, and I see what she's doing on stage.
Yeah.
You know, I shit my pants when I went out in front of those Dave Chappelle people this year, 18,000 people.
Uh-huh.
And I did that other show, and there was 20,000 people, and I shit my pants also. She's out there singing that Wrecking Ball with a fucking stupid cat behind her, but it's regardless of that. People don't see what the fuck she's doing. She's 21 years old out there singing like fucking she runs the world.
Yeah.
That's what I admire about her. Not the fucking suit and the skinny bony pussy or whatever her hair do and the thing. And she looked phenomenal. She's just a girl. She's just a 21-year-old fucking girl, man, who I would shit. You know what I was doing at 21?
What?
Not that. Not that. Not nothing positive. Nothing positive. Not one fucking thing positive. And that little girl, you know, I don't know if she went to college. I don't know what the fuck she did. I don't even know if she graduated high school. With her money, who needs fuck? She could buy the fucking high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's she takes chances. They're all, you got to remember, if you're young, in 1983, Madonna shocked the world at the MTV Music Awards. The MTV Music Awards were maybe on their third or second year, and Madonna took Radio City Music Hall by storm. And if you watch a performance on YouTube, you go, Joey, what the fuck are you talking about? I want you to see what she did and translate it to 30 fucking years ago. And all those people since, you know, not Sheryl Crow, but the people that are in pop music, Lady Gaga, you know, her, Katy Perry, somewhere along the line, they all steal from Madonna. And if you watch what Miley Cyrus is doing, she's stealing from Madonna. Not stealing, but she's got the same balls.
Yeah.
You know, today they said Katy Perry was offensive. Well, if Katy Perry took a picture with a dick in her asshole, she couldn't be fucking offensive. She's Disney from A to Z. That's why she dumped the fuck. That's why her and the Englishman didn't work out. He wanted to come on her titties with the no fluoride cum. And she goes, fuck no. She scared him. Now she's with fucking the other guy that plays the guitar. And he can do whatever. He'll play the guitar and fuck you in the ass. You don't even feel it. What's his name? John Mayer.
Oh, she's with him now?
I don't know. Every week, I don't fucking know. I don't, you know, I just see what I see in the... She's in love, but I don't fucking know. But my point being is that at 21, I wasn't doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Because why? Okay, maybe I didn't know where to start. But I got to tell you, I was fearful because I was insecure. I didn't think I could do any of that shit. Till today, I still can't do it. I still shit my pants before I fucking go on stage.
Yeah.
Lee, there's a piece of gummy bear waiting for you. As a matter of fact, I'll even bite that in half so you don't lose face to it.
I have to drive on the 405.
That's the whole fucking thing, man.
I'm not going to make it there.
That's the fucking thing. Anybody could drive on the 405. You're going to be driving on the 405.
Why am I adding things to it?
With a habachibo chewing, you listen to Pink Floyd. Remember when you were young. Ba-ba-bow.
Because I already know I have to do it Wednesday night because we have the live podcast, 9:30 at the Ice House. And I already know I'm going to have to do it Wednesday morning.
Wait. Give me, what's with the excuses?
It's not an excuse, dude.
I'm going to call you from now on. No more Lee Syatt, no more Lee Savage. I'm going to call you Lee Stories.
It's fine.
Because there's always a story. We're going to call you Hesh. Story. You think Hesh on The Sopranos would turn down an edible?
Sure.
He's a Jew. He'd say, give me that motherfucker. I'll eat it. When Joey leaves, I'll puke it up and sell it for $3. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Get it together, fucking cocksucker. But anyway, that's why I admire that. When I see somebody really young going for it, I fucking admire that. Because at 21, I was fucking dead. I was dead, bro. I was soulless. All I did was steal. There was no creativity to that. I was scared. I was numb from the fucking drugs. Miley Cyrus smokes more fucking dope. If I knock on Miley Cyrus's door right now in Studio City and offer her that edible, she'll fucking eat it and go back to bed.
Yeah, she also has an assistant.
What assistant? When you're 21, she got no assistant. That girl's a savage. But she smokes the reefer by herself. Her assistant don't smoke it for her. What's
well, yeah,
because
her assistant drives for.
What's she doing?
I was actually thinking about something because I asked you because I love documentaries, and you said watch Omit the Logic, which is this Richard Pryor documentary. So I watched that last night. When I thought the Patriots weren't going to win, and I was thinking about something, and I wanted to know because the whole point of it for the majority of it is how groundbreaking he was. Like he was crazy and he pissed a lot of people off. But he, like everyone said how groundbreaking it was. Do you think we've gotten to a point where, do you think there's anything, maybe not even in comedy, but in music, do you think there's anything groundbreaking left? Like, it kind of got me depressed a little bit, because like what, at this point, can anyone do anything groundbreaking?
I think, you know, I don't know about my situation or whatever. Yeah. People could do, you know, groundbreaking is what you consider groundbreaking and what you consider. For you, it might be you watched a movie and the editing was fucking out of this world, you know. Groundbreaking is whatever you want it to be. These podcasts are groundbreaking. This is groundbreaking not because we're doing a pseudo radio show, but because anybody could do this now. This is why this is so groundbreaking. Yeah, Joey's a comedian. No. Don't give me none of your fucking excuses. You're a painter, you could do this. If I owned a painting company, I'd have a painting podcast. I'm painting walls in 3 minutes, I'm fixing fucking holes in walls, and somewhere along the line, by telling the truth, that's where the art is. It's in the truth, it's just by fucking talking. So that's what's groundbreaking. Yeah, we watch movies and they hire some publicist to say amazing and groundbreaking. Groundbreaking is whatever you make it, whenever you watch it, you know, or whatever you see what somebody else does. You know, what have I thought is groundbreaking? Like something like that. Like Breaking Bad was really groundbreaking because it's about drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's about something that not too many people even dabble in. Yeah, there's a society that dabble in it, but the other half don't know about it and don't want to know about it. You know, I saw something about Sutter Link. You know, he's the guy, the creator of the executive producer, not the creator of the Sons of Anarchy. And he was saying for him, it was the Sopranos, the freedom that they had. If you watch the old episodes, it was 2000 and Tony was cheating on his wife and people were cheering for him. There's an episode of Sopranos where he takes his daughter up to college and he kills an informant. And HBO was going to pull the plug if they killed the informant because they felt the boss should never kill somebody.
Oh, okay.
Dave, whatever, the creator said, fuck it, I'm just killing them anyway. That's groundbreaking when you make a decision and stand with it. That's what groundbreaking is. Groundbreaking could be something for you. Last week, I walked down to fucking Bob Hope Medical Center and I went in there and I asked for the lady who to draw blood and she goes, the lady's not there today. And as I was going to walk out, that wouldn't have been groundbreaking. You know what groundbreaking was? I stayed and got my blood drawn by the other lady. And it just so happened that my girl was there.
Oh, okay.
Because it's something against my fucking grain.
Okay, you that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, what the fuck? I mean...
Because at some point, you can always trace it back. Like, in comedy, you could see, oh, well, he was influenced by this person. Or
absolutely. Music.
So I guess you just have to look at it a different way.
You know, I was listening to yesterday. I was driving with my wife, and I heard the Blow Up the Outside World by Soundgarden.
Okay.
If you listen to that... It's Soundgarden, it's Chris Cornell, but it's the Beatles. It's John Lennon-ish. It's very Paul, you know, yeah. It's very Beatle-ish. You know, did they steal it from the Beatles? No, they were influenced from the Beatles. You know, one day he was at home when he was 12, listening to the Beatles smoking a joint, and he goes, you know what, I could do that better. That's all this is. What do you think made me be a comedian? I watched a comedian one day and I said, fuck that guy, I could do that better. Yeah. And boom, here we are. One day you said, fuck it, this editing is horrible. I could fucking even do this without going to school. You became an editor.
Yeah.
You do something to prove your fucking point, you know? So groundbreaking is whatever. You know, groundbreaking is a word. Look, groundbreaking, amazing, brilliant, genius. There are all these words that are thrown around, but I think they're overthrown at people.
Mm-hmm.
Genius is a fucking doctor who cures fucking AIDS. Genius is somebody who cures a disease for kids. That's a fucking genius. Some fat jerk off or some fucking guy on NBC that says some fucking joke. You know, listen, bro, I do comedy. Right now in my life, comedy's going okay. You know, I feel that I'm a lot better. My storytelling is up. Everything's great and dandy. I told you I went to a wedding yesterday. It's funny, guys. I went to this wedding yesterday. You want to hear about a fucking jerk off? I'm going to tell you about your main jerk off, Joey Diaz, what he did yesterday at a wedding. I get to this wedding. I didn't want to go. But again, today's my anniversary with my wife.
Oh, great.
And I figured, what a nicer way to start the weekend. We took the baby. Terry bought her a beautiful dress. We had the baby dance, and they had good food at the wedding. It was on Simi Valley, so it was on a mountain. We didn't go to the actual wedding. We just went to the party.
Okay.
Because there's no sense. The baby's teeth, she was teething. So we got there. We had a blast. And I like fruity drinks, like mojitos and shit like that. And
yeah.
I saw they had a mojito bar, so I walked over there. And I got a mojito, and I got my wife a glass of white wine. I put $10 in the fucking thing or whatever. As I was turning, some guy came up to me, and he introduced himself. And he goes, my name is blah, 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 blah. You don't know me. I'm one of the doctor's patients. He goes, do you have 3 minutes of your time? And I didn't know what the fuck to expect, right? And he says he has a son. He's got 3 kids, but he's got one son, his youngest, and the youngest has never been the most confident kid he's ever had. That for some reason he comes out, he's quiet, and they sent him away to college, and they had to pull teeth for that, and it cost him tons of money, but he just wanted to break the young one out of his shell. And he goes, after 4 years of college, the kid was doing great.
Mm-hmm.
He had friends, he had social calendar, he even had a little girlfriend. You know, he's a good-looking kid, whatever the father said. And I guess he came home on vacation, and one of his kids, one of his friends, his close friends in college, died from some drug overdose, like some ecstasy mixed with fucking rat poison. I don't know the whole fucking story. Kid went back, graduated, but he went into a funk.
Mm-hmm.
He went into a funk. And I guess this is right around the time when the podcast started getting popular with Joe Rogan. So the guy listened to Joe Rogan. He heard me on Joe Rogan. Something happened. The father said, you know, for fucking 9 or 10 months, this kid didn't do dick. He didn't do dick because I was really worried about him. I was going to send him to a psychiatrist. And then one day, I woke up one morning and I heard clanging. And he had taken the weights out he had from high school and pulled them out in the garage, and he was lifting weights. And he goes, I didn't know what was going on. That went on for 3 or 4 days where he would get up early and lift weights. And then a week later, I actually seen him get up and go to a fucking library.
Okay,
and he brought back a bunch of fucking stupid books. He goes, whatever. He goes, but I was happy he was doing something. And then one day, he goes, about 3 weeks later, I heard him talking to his mother, and I heard something. He goes, I was in my library, and just the fact that the guy said he had a library or whatever
they call it.
Yeah, whatever, makes me think the guy's uppity. And he goes, and I heard him say something about his balls. You know, and he goes, so I talked to him the next day, what with the conversation about it. He goes, nah, this crazy fucking guy, grab your balls. He goes, in fact, I went and got my application today.
Oh, for some job.
Yeah, in a warehouse. His buddy got him. And a year later, the kid is working full time. He's lifting weights. I guess he joined jiu-jitsu. He's got friends again, you know, and he goes, I tell you whose fault it was. Yours. He goes, but here's the beauty of it. He goes, after I heard your name and he mentioned it, he goes, I put the podcast on. He goes, it was fucking horrendous. He goes, the first 8 minutes, you said nigger, you said this, you said everything that was offensive. And I turned it off and I talked to my wife about it. And my wife said, whatever, as long as it's, he goes, so many people, and I've always said that, that you can have the most influential people in your life around you, your father, your grandfather, but they could twist a jar all fucking day. And some fat dummy like me comes along and says something stupid and somebody gets something out of it. And he goes, so I want to thank you for doing your podcast. He goes, I don't know if you guys have any idea what you guys are doing.
That's crazy.
You're giving young people fucking hope. And he goes, I listened to another podcast and he goes, I got it. I got it. You have like this craziness to you, but it's true. He goes, people get something from it because you're telling them. It's true. This is fucking easy, guys. This ain't no... It's hot in here.
You want me to turn it down?
Yeah, it's hot. You put the. It's fucking cold out, though. Yeah. It's 45 degrees this morning. But it's usually turning the air on. I was like, hopefully you don't fucking turn the air on today. What I'm trying to tell you motherfuckers is that thank you for listening, man. And thank you for taking something out of this. It took... People warned me about shit that loved me and cared for me. I fucking didn't listen to them. And it took me years of learning and listening to the dumbest fucking people's advice. And it got me here. So if you're fucking at home listening, whatever this fucking kid's name is, I don't want to say it on the radio. Thank you, all the fucking podcast there. But it was really funny that this guy could come up to me, and he looked like nothing that would ever have anything to do with me.
Now, what were you thinking? Like, when someone comes up to you at a wedding, you're holding a drink, you're like, fuck, is this going to be like a crazy person?
Fuck yeah. No, is this going to be something I said wrong? I insulted somebody on stage? I might have rubbed somebody the wrong way with one of my actions, you know? And yeah, I'm out of my fucking mind, but I'm not in business to fucking rub nobody wrong. If I did rub you wrong, let me know what I said, and I'll clarify it, you know? And at the end, you will all laugh.
Yeah.
Because at the end, you'll realize that I'm a fucking moron. You shouldn't have got your panties in a bunch about it. Sometimes I just talk and just talk shit, and I don't even realize. I realize what I'm saying, but it just comes out of my mouth so fucking fast. And I used to try to catch it, but at this point in the game, what do you want me to do? I'm fucking 50. Either you like it, turn it off, or you don't like it, or you like it and you fucking listen to it. Where's the reefer, Lee?
We smoked it all.
No, we didn't fucking smoke nothing. It's over here. You always... We got a call?
Yes, we do.
What's up, little brother?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic. How you doing?
Long time. Man, I really like that picture on your Facebook of you with your family and Kiss.
Thank you. Yeah, that was probably one of the best.
How did you get that?
The Kiss drummer. I met him before.
You got to go somewhere else because you're breaking up a little bit. You got to move closer to the mic. Or.
All right. Let me get up here. Tell me if it's better.
A little better.
All right. I'll go upstairs. The reception's pretty bad down here.
Are you in school?
I'm at home.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
All right. So, yeah, I met the kid from the circle of my podcast.
No, and, it's still breaking up a little bit, little brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Still?
I'm right here.
Okay, is it still breaking up?
No, you're good now.
Okay. Yeah, I met the kid drummer
Cassius?
You there?
Yeah. Do you still have my Skype from? Can you go on Skype?
Yeah, sure. I'll call right back.
Yeah, call me on Skype. Give me 2 seconds.
All right.
I'm gonna switch it up.
Okay. Yeah. He's just breaking up, guys. I'm sorry about this. I really want to get this little guy on here. He's fucking. I mean, whenever I read his little post and little things, it lets me know that I'm not fucking retarded, because I know 1,000 people always complaining about their life and shit, and this kid's doing it. He's fucking doing it. He's out there hustling his podcast. I've listened to a couple of them. Just, I've been bored, and I put them on, and I fucking giggled. The kid interviews people at fucking 13 or 14. I wasn't thinking like that. I mean, I looked at it from a different fucking perspective,
yeah.
But nothing like this. This kid's out there living it. He fucking got on stage with fucking Kiss because he knew the drummer through a podcast or whatever the fuck. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It baffles the shit out of me. I wish, you know, I always thought I was a sharp fucking kid, that I had my shit together. I had my shit together as far as streets. I knew what was going on. I knew not to take candy from strangers. I knew if I saw a guy laying down asleep, I knew to rob his wallet. But I didn't fucking know nothing about interviewing people or talking to people or emailing. I mean, it's fucking amazing. What's going on, Lee? You're typing your little fingers over there. I love it.
Yeah, I think he's going upstairs to his room to get on Skype. So he'll probably be on in a couple minutes. No, but yeah, he had me on like a year ago or something. He's a great guy.
Yeah, that he Bravo on, I think. I mean, you know, and I told people, get on there. It's we're all helping somebody. This is all going to the same thing. I mean, I wish I could do all the podcasts and talk to all the people, but I can't. I can't. It's too much. And people hit me up all the fucking time. And, you know, like I said, my day is limited. So I have yes, I like getting up early. And I like getting out to you people early. But part of the reason why I do it at 6, the final fucking straw, was because I don't know what my schedule's going to be. And I would never want something to get in the way of this between us. You know what I'm saying? That's the most important thing. If we're not consistent with you, you're not going to fucking take us seriously. I wanted somewhere I would be every fucking week. And the only thing I could decide is Monday at 6 a.m. and fucking Wednesday at 6 a.m. I know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be right here with my fucking favorite Jew. When is Hanukkah, cocksucker?
I think it's like in a week or two, something like that.
So your dad comes in today, and when does he stay till?
Tuesday night. Yeah.
So it's Monday, so next Tuesday.
Yeah. It's going to be a long trip, but we're going to record my podcast. He'll come to the live podcast. We're going to go down to San Diego. And, I mean, I'm going to make the best. I mean, it sounds bad saying I'm going to make the best of it. It's just, I feel bad because I don't know what to do for 8 days. But we'll just watch movies and maybe we'll go.
Just be yourself. What do you think he wants to do? Give him one of these fucking edibles every day and put him on his way. That's 30% of the fucking day. He won't want to go nowhere. He'll sit there eating chocolate bonbons and, you know, reading Hanukkah books. What the fuck? He's a good guy, your dad.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many people wish their parents were still around? You're very fortunate. Mm-hmm. So don't look at it as a pain in the ass. Look at it as, this might be the last 8 days you might see him. Lee, anybody could happen at any time. That's over 50. How do I think I feel? Why do you think I try to fucking rock and roll every fucking day?
Here we go. Let's see if this works.
What's up, dog?
Hey, is that better?
Better. Yeah, now you sound like the singer from Journey. I like it.
Perfect.
What's going on, baby? Talk to me.
So you were asking about the Kiss picture, right?
Yes.
Well, the Kiss drummer, a couple years ago, there was a news story done about me here in Canada. And he heard about the podcast through that, and he messaged me on Facebook, and that's how I met him the first time. But this time I told him I was going to the concert with my family, and he said, come on back, we'll take pictures. He's really one of the nicest people I've ever met. He's great.
Fucking amazing. When I saw the picture with Kiss, I didn't know if it was a Hollywood picture, like with people standing.
And wax figures or something.
Yeah, but no, you're a bad little motherfucker, Cassius. You know, I have a lot of friends that are adults, and they call me, and they go, you know, we don't know how to market our podcast, and, you know, we don't know what we're doing wrong. And I go, you know what? Go to Cassius's fucking page. I told this to a chick I met about 2 months ago, and she didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. I go, look at his page. He's hustling. Whether he came up with the idea or not, he's seeing what the fucking people are doing, and he's trying it. But for you to sit there and think you're going to shake your little pussy and that people are going to go to your podcast, you got to fucking work when you have a podcast today. And you're not a car salesman. You're not a fucking salesman by trade. You just know this, right?
Yeah, I mean, you just do it. And I think the key is you don't expect to blow up in the first year, maybe not even the second year. You just keep going until eventually it will catch on if you're good.
You know, I see a lot of comics that do these podcasts and they drop them like a hot potato because they're not patient. You know, doing a podcast is like going on a fucking diet, which is really a lifestyle change. Yeah. You have to do it every day, no matter what happens. Win, place, or fall. You know, Friday, I went to St. Louis Thursday. I got back Friday. I pulled a fucking groin last week, like a muscle. Lee, you got to see my fucking thigh. It's purple. Like the blood goes down.
Oh, no.
It falls from where you had to pull. You know, Wednesday, I went and worked out. Monday, Friday, I got off the plane at 11. I was a little tired. I had to run some errands. I had the baby. They do a kettlebell class, 6:30 fucking Friday. I went down there. I was fucking wiped out, but I knew that for me to move forward and lose weight and get stronger and healthier, I have to be consistent.
Yeah.
Consistency is so fucking important at anything. And we, as a country now, we do something for 3 weeks. Fuck it. I'll take a shot for it. You know what? I don't want to go to the gym and lift weights. Give me a shot and I'll fucking boost my testosterone that way. You know, everybody's looking for a fucking shortcut. And there's really no fucking shortcut. And I'm happy that at least, Cassius, you're getting the concept now as a young man. You have a great career ahead of you and a great life, man.
Thank you so much.
What do your parents think about you doing all this craziness?
They love it. They really support me. Last night, they were listening to clips from a video podcast I did. My family is probably one of the most supportive families anybody could ask for. They're great.
And how's your sister? Is she older or younger than you?
She's younger. She's 13.
Now, how old are you?
I just turned 15 on the 5th.
Holy shit. Happy birthday, little brother.
Thank you.
15, you've already been on stage with Kiss. I'm fucking believe. Now, how do you do in school? What's going on with classes? Like, what kind of grades do you get?
I'm starting to bring them up. I've always struggled with my grades because I have pretty bad ADHD and I get distracted, but I know that's no excuse and I'm working and the grades are going up, so.
You're a brilliant young fucking guy, man. What's the hardest subject you think to work with?
Probably science. I find that pretty difficult. Like the last thing about it we did, but this one's the new one we're doing is actually getting kind of easy. It's about ecosystems and stuff, you know.
I remember, you know, like the clouds.
Yeah.
You know, like the clouds, they cumulonimbus, nimbus, whatever the fuck they are, you know.
Other four, complicating names.
Yeah, there's four different cloud types, I think. And I remember when we were in the 8th grade, my buddy Louis Hernandez, they asked him the four clouds, and they go, snowy, rainy, and sunny. And that was it. They gave him like an F, and he's still in the fucking 8th grade. But it's weird when you look back. I mean, the easiest way to do schoolwork is to listen and just make little notes during class and review it when you get out of class.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't, when I got left back in the 7th grade, Cassius, I thought my world was going to end. You know, I thought I'd
get... Because of that girl, right?
Yeah, because of the girl, but I thought I was going to get ridiculed and be called stupid because I really wasn't stupid, I was just lazy. And I'll never forget that when I went into Barone's class, who's going to be on the podcast on Wednesday, my 7th grade teacher, when I got left back the first time, the only time I ever got left back, I was in Kingwell's class, but I went into Barone's. And that year, I think I got A's in everything. And he really couldn't believe it. And it wasn't that I was a dumb kid. It was the work ethic I had put into it. You know, and that's all it was. I wasn't better than anybody else. I just took notes during class. I listened. And right after class ended, I went home. I did an hour review from 6 to 7 or 7 to 8. I just review it, read the chapter again. And I fucking knew it, Cassius. I fucking knew it now. And then at the end, when you have those exams, you don't have to study as hard. You know, at the end of every period, you have those exams, finals.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have to fucking study that hard. Everybody else would be busting their ass. But I would catch up on it. And it made, you know, after my mom died and I had all that shit, I still had good grades. And I used to not, I used to freak out. I was out every night. But I put the same, I had like a study hall in the daytime, like 5th to 6th period. And I put all my work in there. And then I go home and I have to study a little bit. And I knew the fucking thing. When I quit high school, it wasn't because I was retarded. I was retarded in a way, you know, but for quitting. But it wasn't because I was a failure. It was because I wanted to work and I wanted to make money and I wanted more. But, you know, schoolwork, man, is like, it prepares you for what we're doing now. That's all it is. You're never going to talk about fucking ecosystems 20 years from now. Nobody gives a fuck. What you are going to do is the work ethic. And you have it. You have it with everything else you do. Oh, shit. It's the fucking Cash's bat phone.
Hey, I hung it up.
It's some 15-year-old girl looking for a booty call in the morning. You little dirty bastard. What else? You got a little girlfriend, Cash's?
I'm working on it.
All right. How many freaks you got?
A couple in waiting.
No. All right. Look at you. And are you a freshman in high school now?
Yeah, I'm in 10th grade.
10th grade. So that's you're a sophomore.
Yeah. Here it's different because there's only 3 years of high school here.
Fuck. And what are your goals for this year coming for 2014?
My goals are to start getting higher grades, which is already starting to happen. And to take your advice, because I was listening to the podcast from the other day, and to actually start writing and get a head start on writing comedy, because, you know, you were talking about how it took you so long to just get the writing part down. And maybe if I could get a head start on that, I could become a better comic at a younger age.
Well, here's the deal. This is what I found really helpful for my writing. Every morning when you get up, and I didn't steal this from the writer's way or the artist's way. I always thought about this. There's people who get up. The artist's way wants you to get up in the morning and get a notebook and babble in there about your thoughts when you wake up in the morning. I don't like that idea. I want you to write your plan for the day. Like, when I get up every morning, I put Monday, November 26th. It's a beautiful fucking day to be alive. I could either sit here and play with my dick, or I could go out and get what's mine. Okay. Today, I got to do a podcast with Lee. I got to go to fucking barbell class, and it's my anniversary. I'm going to lunch. I'm going to a movie with my wife. Maybe I go to jiu-jitsu tonight. You know, things are a lot better. I love my family. I feel I'm a little stronger. Fuck it. And that's it. That's what I would do. Every day, I would do that little journal. One page. I wouldn't even write the one. And I did that. I started like 6 years ago when I got off the blow. That's when I started that, 7 years ago. And that evolved into the goal setting, where I would get up and write my, you know, I was showing, my wife was like, well, I don't know your schedule. And the other day I opened up my notebook and I go, there it is. And she looked at me and she goes, no, you're not that fucking anal. And I go, yeah, I am. It's right there to the, she goes, you even have a little estimated time next to it. I go, I don't fuck around. I got, you know, I like doing this. I have 1 hour. She goes, what's it say there? Write 1 hour. And I go, I write 1 hour no matter what. But even though I know this in my head, I write it down, Cassius.
Yeah.
Today on that thing, it says, write 1 hour, 6 a.m. podcast, 9:30 gym, 11 o'clock fucking lunch with my wife, 1:30 Dallas Buyers Club. Tell that freak to stop calling, cocksucker.
These ladies are after me, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, you're a regular fucking Justin Bieber slinging dick up in Halifax up there.
Oh, and by the way, Lee, your video has disappeared on the stream.
Is it back? Because someone said it was gone, but I re-put it back up. I think it's up again. It should be.
Okay. You know.
All right, that's good.
But it's just so weird, the little things that you do to prepare you to write. And then you start writing about your day backwards, like at night. And then you write your life story. And then now you become a writer because you're writing every day. You know, I've read a lot of writing books, and what they didn't tell you was what Stephen King blows it up on writing. He talks about you have to write like 1,000 fucking pages, 1,000 words a day. If I wrote 1,000 words a day, I'd fucking blow my own dick. Like, I think that'd be great. I write a paragraph a day and I think I'm fucking great, you know? That's good enough for me. But yeah, start writing. Do everything you can at this age, Cassius. At least fucking try it.
It never hurts. And, you know, if I could make a career out of being a comic, that would be an amazing life.
Now, have you written sketches for your high school? Like, why don't you get a couple guys at your school and put a troupe together and do some sketches, like Saturday Night Live type shit? I mean, you fucking Canadians invented that shit.
Yeah, I've thought about that, actually. I used to write some kind of sketch type stuff on my old YouTube channel when I was younger. But when I started the podcasting, it was kind of hard to do both. But I used to act, too, in a lot of stuff, so I have some experience with that. So it could happen, sure.
You're a bad little dude, man. And you don't play... Now, you do a lot of music, so don't you want to play music in this mix?
Oh, yeah, I play the drums. I practice every single day for at least half an hour, and it just helps pass the time, and it's a lot of fun, too.
Now, the other day you posted something that was very interesting, and I got to thinking about it. I even told my wife. That's why I wanted you on the podcast. You posted on there that you loved Kiss,
mm-hmm.
But your favorite band is Black Sabbath. Why'd you say that?
For some reason, I was listening to Master of Reality on my record player. Blasting Into the Void and Sweet Leaf and all that stuff. And I just, like, some people say that the Beatles are the best band in the world, but their favorite band is so-and-so. For me, that's Black Sabbath. It's just something about them is absolutely perfect.
And what are your favorite albums?
Paranoid is my favorite album.
You know, me and my wife were driving the other day and Hand of Doom came on. Oh my fucking God. And I broke it down for her. And it's weird that I was talking to Lee before, and I hope, you know, I don't want you to get high at all, at all. Right now, at this point in your life, I just want you to enjoy your childhood, because that's what ruined me. Don't get high right now. You know, think about it before you do it. In college, if you want to smoke a half a number and put on Into the Void, I ain't going to get mad at you. And then you make your decision then as a man. I know your dad's a cop, and he's probably angry. I'm telling you this, but you're going to do it anyway, you know? So, but it's really weird that Hand of Doom came on, and Lee today was talking about it, that when we get high and he listens to music, he would get anxiety. Lee, if you listen to Hand of Doom, your heart would stop. Because they call it back. If you listen to it, and the Hand of Doom is basically doing drugs, whether it's shooting heroin or doing acid and tripping, that's Hand of Doom. And they called it back in other albums. Like, I think two other albums, they called it back to the Hand of Doom. And the song, the lyrics are just mind-boggling. And guess what? I actually did do strong acid and make the mistake of putting Hand of Doom on. You know, what you want to do, life's gone on with you. I mean, it's just a slow, methodical, now you wait your turn. You know there's no return. Put the needle in. I mean, you're sitting there going, what the fuck? How does Ozzy know what's going on in my dark room right now? And listen, if it wasn't for Black Sabbath, I wouldn't fucking be here. You hear that, Cassius? If it wasn't for Black Sabbath, I wouldn't be here, because there was a lot of times I thought about taking a swan dive and I put Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath on.
Yeah.
And that song makes me want to get a sword, put somebody on their hands and knees and chop their fucking head off gladiator style. Seriously. That song, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, makes me want to put my fucking parka on or whatever my winter jacket was, get a sword, go out there and make somebody get on their hands and knees and chop their fucking head off, because I knew they had my fucking money in their pocket for any purpose.
It's the greatest.
Whether it's Kinko's, whatever, that's the fucking attitude it would give me every fucking day, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, because it just shows you. You know, nobody's going to tell you, and so, you know, when you ask the reasons why, they just tell you that you're on your own. That's it. You're on your own. The faster you get that in your fucking head in this life, the faster your fucking life will go through. You like Sabotage?
I've heard a couple songs off that one.
Oh.
I'm working my way up to it.
Oh. Technical Ecstasy. Ah. Dirty Women's good. Another Backstreet Kid is good. And You Won't Change Me is fucking tremendous. Never Say Die, a lot of people don't like it. I personally like it. I like what Never Say Die stands for. I like Johnny Blade, but there's nothing like Junior's Eyes. When I was going through as a young man, every time I'd hear Junior's Eyes, I'd have to stop and take a fucking breath. Ozzy was, in fact, I hate calling him Ozzy, because when he was doing all that Black Sabbath stuff, he was really John Osborne.
Yeah, John Osborne.
It's John Osborne. John Osborne is the one who sings on Master Reality. And I got to tell you, man, you have bigger balls than I do, because at 15, I wouldn't put Master Reality on.
Really? Why?
Oh, it's just too real.
It's pretty insane.
It's just too fucking real and dark. It's just, and from one, like, for some of the guy like Lee would listen to it and go, what? I'm turning this shit off. This is horrible. But if you listen to it, you're like, what the fuck is he saying? Have you ever thought about your soul? Can it be saved? Or perhaps you think that when you are dead, you stay in the grave? Are you fucking kidding me? Is that just a thought within your head, or is it part of you? Is God just a name that you read in a book when you were in school? Are you fucking kidding me or what? I wouldn't listen to that album. As soon as he said God, I fucking pulled the plug out. And I used to put that album on the shelf, and I first picked that album up in 1982. I really didn't get into fucking that album until like 1995. Same thing with Led Zeppelin. When I first bought House of the Holy, I wouldn't put on fucking No Quarter. Hell no. That's a scary fucking song. Like the beginning of Star Trek. That shit scares the fuck out of me. Oh, fuck you. It's Wednesday. I don't need to be scared. So what are your plans, brother? You taking some broad to the prom? What's going on?
Prom's in a while, but pretty much my only plans are I made a promo video with my video interviews, and in a few months I'm going to get it ready to send to the Black Sabbath PR team and hopefully get an interview.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Well, listen, brother, if there's anything I could do to help you, make a video, a fucking interview, whatever on whatever we could do for you here at the church. You have fans here, brother.
Well, for people who don't know, what's the name of your podcast?
Thank you.
What's the name of your podcast?
It's called That Reporter Kid Speaks.
That Reporter Kid Speaks, brother. This kid don't fucking
And he has a Kiss one, too, right? Don't you have a Kiss one?
Yep.
Creatures of the
Net? The Kiss one is called Creatures of the Net.
Awesome.
This month, two podcasts.
Two podcasts.
And there's people who can't even put their fucking shoes on that are adults. So that's why we're big fans here. If there's something we could do for you, man, you know, we're your biggest fucking supporters. You follow
Thank
me?
You. I feel the love. Thank you guys so much.
No. You always get love from us. You're a bad motherfucker. You're one of the baddest kids that we do business with. So you always got family here. And, you know, anytime you want to put some Black Sabbath on, I'll fucking like the video. You're a bad motherfucker, Cassius. You got no school? What's going on? How come you're not in school? Chasing women, breaking windows. What the fuck?
I'm back tomorrow.
What's going on today? You had bad weather?
It's snowing a lot here.
Oh, that's right. The East Coast got clobbered with fucking snow.
I miss snow days so
much. For you motherfuckers traveling this week for Thanksgiving, pack a fucking toothbrush on the airport. You're going to be sleeping on the floor, cocksuckers. Cassius, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We love you, brother.
You too, thank you. Hey, thank you, Lisa.
What do you want us to play today? What Black Sabbath are we playing for you today on the way out? Let me know. What do you want
Let's see.
What do you think?
How about, I know it's a little bit mainstream, but Iron Man.
You got it, brother. Just out of respect for fucking Cassius Morris. We love you.
Thank you so much.
Stay blackish. What the fuck you think of that, people? 15 years old. Fifth fucking teen, and you're sitting there thinking about this. I don't know what to do. My parents. Listen, grab your fucking cock. If that little fucking 15-year-old could do it, so the fucking you, okay? I love that little fucking kid like if he was a son. Because I see what he's doing, man. And I want to cry. I want to cry because I threw away half my fucking life, Lee. I threw it away fucking around, mugging chicks, doing quaaludes, eating rotten pussy. What the fuck, Lee? What the fuck you got to answer to that?
No, huh? I don't think so. I don't think you'd be... I can't imagine, because you would have turned out to be like a Seinfeld comedian. Like, that. Like I can't imagine... Like, I can't imagine you being like a clean, regular comic. Like, it's good that it happened.
Well, thank you, brother. You're a solid individual. That's why I love you. You're a badass fucking
You're so high, you're looking at a microphone case.
What am I going to do? I got to eat your edible. Look, because I can't go to...
It's not going to go to waste.
It's going to go to waste. I can't just leave it there. You embarrass me again today in front of the viewers. When we make the fucking church of what's happening now, Sons of Anarchy cuts, you're not getting one, cocksucker.
What's the Son of Anarchy cut?
Don't worry about it. I'm giving some shout-outs today. My man David Robles, my man Rob Kulesh, Tony LaQuasto, I love you, cocksucker. Cleo, happy belated, you sexy bitch. Mike Maxwell, always making pictures. Tiger Style 81. And Jeff Miller, you know I fucking love you, cocksucker. I want to talk to you about something real important here. Let me just eat this edible. I'm not even going to call it edible. I'm going to call it my vitamins. Okay, bitch? From now on, you got to take your vitamins every day at the church. This is strong today.
Yeah.
I think Onnit put a little bit. Not Onnit. I think fucking...
Chiba Chew
guy slipped a little bit with the fucking power this morning. Listen, cocksuckers. I'm going to tell you something. You want to help somebody out for the holidays, give them something from Onnit. I was thinking about this, how I'm going to buy a bunch of stuff from Onnit and send it to people. I have a lot of friends that always ask me for Onnit. I'm just going to send people Onnit Christmas presents. Like fucking, I'll tell you what the thing is. I started taking again. The Onnit 180 is back, and they tweaked it up. It's like drinking a fucking alpha brain that goes right to your head, plus blow, plus everything. It makes you feel fucking great if you're flying over the holiday season. Try the 180. You won't get sick. It's got everything in there. The Shroom Tech Sport. It's got everything. You'll do jumping jacks. You'll breathe better when you fly. Give Onnit as a Christmas present this year. Go to Onnit.com. Pick something on there. Pick the fucking new mood. Pick the kettlebells. Pick the rope. Do something. Pressing the code. What are they pressing?
Church.
Church, get 10% off. Get on the email. I talked to Aubrey. We send you some extra shit, maybe a sticker. I don't fucking know, all right? Maybe we'll give you some samples, but at least you're part of the Honor family. Do me that fucking favor, right? If you're going to give something for Christmas, go through Honor. The Amazon banner is up on our site. A lot of people been calling, hitting me up, going, Joe, we want to donate. We want to buy this. We want to buy that. You know what? I don't want nobody donating nothing. You guys work too hard. I'm sick and tired every 2 months when something happens, there's donations, and it don't even go to the fucking people getting it. I don't want to take that money from you. Do me a favor. You're going to order something from Amazon? Fuck it. Put it towards us. We get a couple pennies. Lee gets a t-shirt. He jumps up and down. You know, you don't want to disappoint Lee for the fucking holidays. So do that. Number two, Hulu fucking Plus is more amazing than what I give it credit to be. It's more amazing than what I got to give it credit to be. There's everything on there, Lee. There's fucking a lot more shit. There's so much shit that I don't have time to write it and spill it out. Please do me a favor. Go to HuluPlus.com or go to JoeyDiaz.net. Go to the Hulu Plus card. Press in the code word
Joey.
Joey, again, Joey, J-O-E-Y. Get 2 weeks on the arm for free. You give me a credit card out of respect. Then it's $7.99 a month. That's $96 a year, and you get fucking everything. Wednesday, listen, and I'm going to read the list. If you're a little apprehensive, I understand, but I wouldn't blow smoke up your ass. It's not a bad fucking deal. $96 to get your whole fucking year taken care of. Hulu Plus. That's all I'm fucking saying right there.
Something people used to get pissed off about was, like, they have ads during some of the shows. They've added some movies, like full-length movies without ads. That's new, so
right. Go they got original programming. Just go to Hulu Plus. They got everything you need. I can't say the other shit on here because I'm not in business to badmouth anybody, but I'm telling you, take it from me. Go to HuluPlus.com, press Joey in the fucking box, J-O-E-Y, get 2 weeks gratis, boom, for free, and that's it. That's how we fucking do it here, Lee. I ain't fucking around no more, Lee. You got Iron Man set for Cassius Morris?
Iron Man, no, I'm yet.
So you're here for 3 more weeks. You're unemployed. You went to Vegas. Tell them what happened in fucking Vegas. Because a lot of people hit me up and go, what happened to Lee's gambling career? Tell me what happened in Vegas.
It's just, hold on. I'm stoned from, okay. So yeah, I just went and I know all like the theory behind blackjack, but I get impatient. And the, like some certain dealers fuck you over, and then there's a someone on the table who hits when she's not supposed to hit, and it fucking makes the whole table lose. So long story short, I lost all my money, and I was like, fuck it. I didn't even stay one night in the hotel. I just came back. I came back at 5 a.m, and I wish I was better at it. And maybe I should just focus on sports or learn poker. A lot of people said like that's the game you have to play to have a chance of winning.
Joey Filato goes to play poker like 3 days a week at the casino. He goes to tournaments, and that's all you can do. They have lunchtime tournaments. You know who's good at that? Ari Shafir.
Yeah.
That was Ari's life. Ari's gotten so busy now. Ari was very fucking good. He won a couple tournaments. Ari was very good. He was focused doing it, but there's so much more now. You know, Ari travels. He lives in New York, but he was going down there fucking twice, 3 times a week at lunch. And doing the Christmas tournaments, and that, you know, you can't go to the UFC unless you fist fight in Sherman Oaks in a fucking cage behind some Puerto Rican's house. You understand me?
Yeah.
But it's good. You know, you're like me. You hate losing money. Yeah. You hate it. You right as well. And I asked you, I go, did you get your dick sucked? And he said,
oh, black hook I walked. Somewhere? I walked because they have you see them, like they walk around. It's just girls. But I was walking to the casino where I like to play. And this girl just, like, made a beeline for me. She, like, we locked eyes, and she walked towards me. And as she was passing, she says, where are you going? But, like, she didn't even stop. It, like, people, like, already says it's, like, drug dealers in New York. They just kind of say what they have when they walk by you. I was like, fuck. I wonder how much that would have cost. But, no, I could never do that.
Good for you. You don't want no fucking chlamydia in your fucking little Jew helmet anyway.
No.
You get some chick licking your asshole. Who needs that aggravation, right?
Yeah, plus I'd have all of Inglewood after me if I did that. So.
You don't need somebody licking your nutsack, whacking you off.
No, I've never had a girl do anything to my nutsack other than like the hands.
They never licked your nutsack and whacked you off at the same time. What type of who are you hanging out with?
What is licking the nutsack? I've never asked for it. It's kind of
you gotta say put that nut in your whole fucking mouth and suck on it like a gumball.
I'd rather have them sucking the dick. Like,
no, you want listen. It's a trick too. You want to suck the dick, but what do you want, to sit there and fucking get a neck cramp? No, you got to give them a breather and let them just inhale the nut and give it the
I don't think your nuts are ever clean. I don't want to.
Your nuts are always clean if you fucking clean them the right way.
To you put don't it scrub in your mouth?
Them? I sure. do, but... You got to scrub them and shave them and buff them out.
You shave them?
Sure. You shave them. You don't shave them. You use that fucking weed whacker. And you fucking knock down all the pubes and the crabs and you knock it down to the nutsack. You got to make the wife put her little nuts in your mouth and go, mmm. Mmm. And then she picks up your little shaft and licks under it, your little pubic hair right under. That's a party, Lee.
I got a blowjob in the car this weekend. That was nice. Look I never had
you.
That before.
Look at you, you fucking savage.
Yeah. She got paranoid though, because like it, the whole car steamed up and like sure, these people tried to get in the seat next to us and sure. I was like, oh shit.
You ever suck a dick outside? It's a nightmare. You know what I'm saying? You ever see chicks? It's a fucking nightmare. Who wants to suck a dick outside? But you do it. It's fun. And you move on. As you're doing it, you feel bad. She's my girlfriend.
Why do you feel bad?
Because she's your girlfriend. It's like you paid some chick $18 to suck your dick. That's different. You don't feel bad. There's no feelings involved. You know what I'm saying? You got to get your shit together, Lee. It's Monday, you cocksuckers. I know it's... But Thanksgiving's this week, Joey. Nothing's going on. Then make something fucking happen. Go on, cocksuckers. Go out there, get 6 beers and sell them for $1 a piece, and that's how you start. That's $6. It costs you $4.50. You made $1.50. You did something today. That's what I'm trying to fucking say. So, Lee, we got to... You didn't let a chick fart in your mouth, which I don't say I didn't let her.
No one's ever done it. No one's ever done it.
You didn't come on fucking Ashley's mouth when she was sleeping.
Yes, of course I didn't.
This is what I'm talking about. And now you're telling me, now you're really... You didn't eat the edible, and now you're really breaking my heart telling me
two edibles
you never told some chick to lick your nutsack. 20 women you've been with, you never had the heart to tell some women, lick that fucking makuk bag. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Nothing.
It's not that I would do it. I wouldn't be grossed out by it, but I just never.
You never had a chick just stick her nut, both nuts in her mouth.
Oh.
And just pound your little helmet until you fucking crack the nut.
No, this is the first girl that's like.
I love you, Lee. I love you, motherfucker.
You love asking me these questions.
Fuck with that, Lee, because you fucking put me in shock at 25 years old. You think that you get women to suck your balls when you're 38? That's tough. You gotta give them coke and give them a ring and promise them shit. When you're 25,
does it feel good?
That's when who gives a fuck what it feels like? They're sucking your balls. Who gives a fuck? It's like they're hitting you in the toe with a fucking hammer. They're sucking your nuts. Like it's a human being sucking your nuts 3 inches from your asshole playing with your fucking, your stick shift. Who the fuck? What's the problem?
There's no problem with it.
Lee, I'm going to have to have a little talk with you this week. That's it.
I've never done it. No.
You never had a chick lick your nuts. You know, you dated a black chick for how long?
A year and a half.
And you never told her to suck your nuts? Nothing. Suck that damn bitch. Suck it. Let Nicole used to. Nothing?
No. This is like the first girl I've been with that like enjoys like giving blowjobs. Like I had a... I could have... They had
you
a
know
game,
why? Because she's Spanish.
Well, yeah.
Because she's Spanish. They were born to suck dick, Spanish chicks. They love it. That's in their fucking... It's in their DNA. They grab that fucking helmet and they hit their face with the same way how I eat that fucking savage pussy. White guys look at it and sniff it and, you know, put a fucking wipe Charlie on it. Not me. You got to pick that leg up and get in there like a fucking soldier. You got to inhale that fucking... Your goal is to smell her fucking uterus. If you ain't smelling her uterus with your nose, with that tongue lipping, like, licking that fucking muffler, then what the fuck are you doing it for? Why are you down there? You're trying to please her. You're trying to let her know who's the Captain Kirk of the Enterprise, correct?
Absolutely.
You take that fucking leg, you tell her I'm going to rip this fucking leg off, you dirty bitch, after I eat you. They look at you like, what's gotten into you? What the fuck? Nothing's gotten into me. I love you. And you fucking, you lick that fucking pussy, you lick that asshole, you sniff that fuck, you even put your nose in her pussy and you go... Like a fucking bull. You understand me? You sniff that fucking thing. What's wrong with American people? I got to break this down for this fucking guy?
No.
This is what I'm talking about. For Wednesday night, I'm at the Ice House live with my main man, Lee Syatt. 9:30 show. Rocco Urbisi, the man that made the specials for fucking Pryor. He made the specials for George Carlin. I would not miss this fucking live podcast. Lee is going to have sperm all over his fucking pants. Friday and Saturday, I'm at the American Comedy Club. I got guest sets from Jesse Egan on Saturday. My man Red Band's coming down Saturday night. I got Steve Simone. I got fucking D'Agostino. And Lee Syatt will be there Saturday night with the old man eating edibles at the fucking door. Both of them are going to be eating fucking edibles. They're going to sleep in my bed. I'm coming home. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to fucking Kaluka Casino. I'm going to Oregon, Eugene, Oregon at the theater. And I'm ending out the fucking year at Nashville with you motherfuckers Friday the 13th, which is tickets are selling fast. One show, 9:30. One show a fucking night in Nashville. And then we're taking this party to New Year's fucking Eve at the John Lovitz for $30. 8 o'clock show, you're out of there by 10:15. Happy, and you can go stab somebody, do blow, eat some ass, get your balls licked. $30 plus the 25th Christmas night. I'm doing a fucking movie somewhere with a bunch of you fucking savages. We're getting together at 7:30. Again, Lee will be there eating edibles. He can't fucking wait.
No, that's going to be exciting. Yeah.
That's going to be very exciting, okay? We're gonna fucking get this down. I'm going to call the director from Grudge Match. I'm going to have him call into the podcast. This Wednesday, we're doing a podcast with Barone, who's my seventh grade teacher when I got left back. He's calling at 3 o'clock, 12 o'clock California time.
That's cool. Okay. I thought it was 6 a.m. again.
No. We're going fucking. Because what the fuck? A lot of people out of town, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people already traveling. A lot of people didn't watch the podcast today. Listen, guys, it's Thanksgiving week. You're traveling. Do me a fucking favor. Because it would break my heart. Keep your fucking eyes open. The government's giving out fucking Kool-Aid. And they're giving out bullets. Something's going to go down this weekend. Please keep your eyes open. Stay off your fucking stupid Twitter feed when you're walking around and when you're driving. If you're at the airports, please keep your fucking eyes open. If you're on a train, keep your eyes open. Pay fucking attention. You know, you see somebody, fucking go for it. Take them down. Take that gun and stick it up their fucking ass and fucking shoot those bullets right in their fucking soul so they can't even make a comeback. And that's all I got to tell you. Keep your eyes open. We love you here at the church. Lee loves you. I love you, you bad motherfuckers. I want to thank Cassius Morris for calling in today. Listen, it wasn't that crazy today, but what the fuck? We got you out of the house. We got you up. We got you ready. We got you smoking some dope. You yelled at Lee. I yelled at you. What's up, Lee?
No, quickly, Dollar Shave Club. We want to thank them for sponsoring again.
I didn't forget about Dollar Shave Club.
Okay.
I didn't forget. You see this? Dollar Shave Club has been impressing me more and more the last month. Because usually when you buy something, you're impressed with it. And then it might fall apart. I told you guys, I didn't bring my razor to one of those towns. Mm-hmm. And I took it out of the bag. My wife went to switch the blade on it because we get new blades. And yeah. I switched and I left it out. And when I went to this hotel, I got their little replacement blade and I shaved with that. And that must have cost a fucking dollar. And I realized how lucky I am to get sponsored by Dollar Shave Club and what they send you for a fucking dollar. And I can't believe you people still run into fucking a pharmacy, stand on fucking line, put up with some of these fucking bullshit. They ask you 1,000 questions. Where's your card? You don't have it. What's your phone number? You don't have it. What the fuck matter? Just give me my fucking things, okay? That's it. I'm in a fucking rush. I don't want to be in a fucking pharmacy. So what happens? Nothing. 2 hours to get fucking blades. Then you take them home and you shave twice and they fucking suck dick. Dollar Shave Club, for fucking $1 a month, they send you what?
Two blade razors.
Two blade fucking razors. And the blade, you can hit somebody in the fucking head or poke them in the eye and scrape that motherfucker like the inside of a grapefruit. Then they got the $6 plan, which is $72 a year. Set in stone. Then they got the $12 plan.
$9
fucking plan. So you never even hit $10 a fucking month. You get razors with that plan. You get the executive plan. You get what in there?
You get the four blade razors. And then
with
you
the
get
aloe. You get the whole fucking deal.
And then you get, for the first, when you first sign up, they send you a thing of the shave butter.
So listen, guys, you can't fucking lose. I'm teaching you how to save a little money and still live like a fucking doctor. You get the best fucking products. So today, you got Onnit. You got HuluFuckingPlus.com, which I'm telling you, if you're not on Hulu Plus, you're wasting your fucking time. Go shoot yourself if you're not on Hulu Plus. And you got Dollar Shave Club, who does great things for us. I also want to throw a shout out to Tainted Vision. We're going to start sending packages out through them. Yeah. Our t-shirts, our coffee mugs, all that type of shit. And besides that, listen, I love you guys. Even if you don't listen to the podcast this week, you're busy on the road. Happy Thanksgiving with your families. I want you to look around the table. And look around and see what could have fucking been. You could have been one of those black kids with flies all over you and people throwing rocks at you.
Yeah.
But instead, you got a family. You got people who love you and fucking care for you. Look at them, tell them you fucking love them, and you're going to do something good for your fucking life. Even if you get a gun and shoot, I don't know, rabbits or something like that. I don't fucking know. But do me a favor. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We love you here at the church of what's happening now. Lee, you got to tell these cocksuckers anything?
Yeah, thank you guys so much for the past year. It's been the craziest year of my life. And it's not over yet, but it's just thinking about that.
It's going to be crazy. You haven't got your balls licked with... what the fuck?
It's not like the asshole where I'm scared of it. It's just never...
It's not
know.
Like the asshole like I'm scared of it.
Asshole stings, dude. I don't...
You got Iron Man?
Yeah.
All right. Put the fucking thing on, please. What do you got? Okay. I love you guys. Stay black. Have a good day. See you this weekend in San Diego.
Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. Support this podcast and get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus when you go to HuluPlus.com or just go to JoeyDiaz.net and click on the Hulu Plus banner. And don't forget to sign up for DollarShaveClub.com. You'll get high-quality razors sent to your door each and every month for a fraction of what you pay at retail. Now go to DollarShaveClub.com/church or just go to JoeyDiaz.net and click on the Dollar Shave Club banner.
I'm fucked up, Iron Man. Leave me meet this edible all by myself.
Now you know how I feel. That fucking live podcast is Ari.
Hit it! Oh shit, kick this motherfucker. Fuck yeah! What? Lick my fucking nuts. Pick that dick up. Pick that.